Scat at Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West Coast.
Hey, this week, gotta let you know, Trap Boot Camp is where fitness meets the music festival. Yeah. DJ Head, you know what I'm saying? This is the ultimate team-based Group X experience of high intensity.
You sound like you're selling me some shit.
Along with dance and fluid movement to the beat of your favorite music. Yo, shout out to our girl Oracle. She puts on this trap fitness thing, and she's been, you know, expanding and doing the movement, so we appreciate that. You can check it out. Transformational Regenerational Action, Regeneration Action Program. All right, so the homegirl Miss Bliss is going to be hosting out there as well. So you can check out all the details, information at trapbootcamp.com. All right, and you can find out when Trap Boot Camp is going to be in your city. So shout out to Oracle and the whole squad that be doing their thing.
Well, shout out to them.
Trap Fitness, man. Trap Fitness.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be at Lamar Park, by the way, too, man. So shout out to the folks in LA local. Y'all can check that out. A lot of stuff going on this week, bruh.
Man. Who you telling?
First and foremost, getting a lot of responses from people that were interested in your story being sexually harassed, man.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to the homie Zaire, Porterhouse LA. He be listening to the podcast, and was interesting about people that we know personally.
Yeah,
who listens to the podcast? They'll text me in real time.
Oh yeah, I get them too.
Why they listening?
Right, like,
they be like, man, that's crazy. I'm like. Random ass text.
Shout out to Vita Plug, too. Vita Plug hit me the other day. She was like, yo, man, getting some jewels, some gems, or just whatever, just listening. And there was somebody on, damn, I should have put up the YouTube comment. Somebody said, I think it was Tiffany. Shout out to Tiffany on YouTube. She said she actually learns from Chuck Dizzle and DJ Head. I don't know what you're learning, but I appreciate you listening. We appreciate the subscription and all that, but I'm still trying to figure out what you're learning.
And then also, too, shout out to Earl Swavey. He checked in with Chuck Dizzle.
Oh, my God, man. Let me just tell you.
Earl Swavey, you know what I'm saying?
We haven't released the video just yet because there's a lot of stuff in there that I'm going to be a man of my word. I told him halfway through the interview, I said, look, bro, I'm not the type of dude that I'm not here for the clicks. Like, I'm not trying to just get the clicks. But he was saying some stuff in there. And I'm going to be straight up. There's some things that got to get edited out.
Yeah.
Some things that got to get edited out of that interview, man. So, you know, you guys will be seeing that, checking in with Chuck Dizzle. Shouts out to the homie C5. Shouts to Earl Swavey. You got some more episodes on the way with that, man.
And shout out to Earl Swavey. Checked in with Chuck Dizzle.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I want to talk about because I posted this on my social media.
That's kind of vague. Which one?
Yeah, I know.
You sound like an old dude. On my social media.
Well, because I don't remember where I posted.
On my Snapchats.
I don't remember where I posted.
On my Instagrams.
Fuck you.
With an M. My Instagrams. You one of them, huh?
Go ahead.
I'm listening. Go ahead. Last one. Go. On my Twitters. All right, I'm done now.
The lawyer. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
I don't know either.
Aaron Schlossberg.
The guy that Schlossberg. Was in the
in New
restaurant.
York. That was in the, yeah, he was in the restaurant.
Mexican speaking Spanish.
Because that makes
workers.
Sense.
Right. Yeah, he didn't want the workers.
He didn't want the Mexicans speaking Spanish.
He didn't want you know what's funny about that? I'm going to take this.
Well, I don't know if
they
was Mexican, but.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They were speaking Spanish.
Right.
The workers were speaking Spanish. The crazy part about that. Well, first of all, what are your thoughts about it? What do you think about the whole situation?
Well, first of all, I posted a video of him in a restaurant, and I was like, this is America.
Right.
And that's just been my thing, because ever since the Childish Gambino video.
It's perfect rhetoric.
It's perfect rhetoric. Yeah. Like, this is America. So I've just been on a tangent, like, okay, this is America. I fuck with Mexicans.
Of course.
I fuck with Spanish-speaking people.
We live in L.A., so.
I'm from L.A. I was raised in Linwood by a couple of Mexican people, and I'm used to hearing Spanish, but what's crazy to me is that when I got to go on tour with Tech N9ne and Glasses and everybody, and I saw a lot of the country, a lot of people aren't used to people speaking Spanish.
At all.
And so that I can understand from that perspective.
Right.
But going on a rant and doing all of that shit, he was doing way too much. So I posted it and I wanted to, you know, oust him. Like, yo, make sure you look out for this motherfucker because he out here being racist.
Yeah, and the crazy part about it is that he is somebody of position. He's a lawyer. So, you don't know. You know,
and to my knowledge, he works for a really good firm. What worked?
Is he do you know what kind of lawyer he is?
No.
Okay, so he could be responsible for putting people or keeping people in jail or not having the compassion of getting people out of jail.
Just people I really don't like people in power.
Yeah.
Having those kind of ideologies.
It's scary.
It's scary because it's like, what if somebody don't like black people and you are in charge of you know, people getting eligible for parole or probation or the Meek Mill situation?
It happens.
So
she was black too.
Yeah, no, that
was even crazy.
That's crazy. She's a house nigga. But the whole point of this is that he released an apology on his Twitter.
Oh, he had to. He was getting that fire.
He was getting that heat. And shout out to the Latin community that went up and set up the banda and the mariachi outside of his crib.
No, they didn't.
Or his job.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. You didn't see the video?
Nah, they set up a banda. Oh,
they went and had a fiesta outside of his
anybody
place.
That knows, you know, I love y'all. My Latino, I love y'all. But ain't nothing worse than hearing a party just started at like 12:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And you know that ain't nothing ending too anytime soon. So I know they had to get on his nerves.
So what made it so crazy was that I'm watching the video, and they was lit outside his I don't know if it was his job or his apartment, but they were out there turned the fuck up. They was dressed in the ceremonial garb.
So they had the hats and all that.
The ladies with the dresses. They had the dudes, the full band. It was amazing. And I was like, yes, give him that energy. You know what I'm saying? And so shout out to them. But then he issued an apology. This is like a week later, I guess. He was getting heat, because when they put his shout out to Bruna, the problem with dating. Shout out to her.
Okay.
She posted his address and all that shit on my Instagram.
No, she did?
Yeah. She was like, his name is Aaron Schlossberg.
Wow.
This is his attorney practice. Here's his address. This, and I'm like, whoa.
Oh, so they really had a Latin party.
They had a Latin party.
They were not playing, dog. This is outside the office. And this is a legit party that they invited people to outside of his office.
Outside his office.
Oh man, they got the babies out there. That looked like Letty right there.
That's like Letty. Listen, husband. Not all Latin people look alike.
That just looks like Letty. Shouts Letty.
So anyway,
wow.
I just wanted to salute them to my Latin community for doing that. I love that kind of shit. Petty party, as Charlamagne would say. And then also, I reposted his apology.
Uh-huh.
On my Twitter, because I'm like, bro, fuck all that.
Yeah,
keep that same energy.
Yeah.
That energy you had in that restaurant.
You need to have that same energy.
I want you to have that same energy 7 days later.
I think Charlamagne said that. So I forgot who said it. They're like, I like my racist. If you're gonna be racist, just be racist all the way through and throughout.
Be with the bullshit.
Be with the bullshit. Now, do you think is it possible that he could have had a change of heart? Like, damn, was I really tripping?
Right.
Was I really tripping?
Right.
Because here's my take on it. I'm gonna tell you why I understand his logic, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go into an establishment, of any establishment, and you know the workers are speaking a different language and they're helping you out,
bro,
then it's like, hey, okay, I've been in that situation where I don't get offended, but it's like it can be extremely difficult to kind of figure out what's going on.
If right.
you're taking my order or you're just assisting me in some, I would expect you to know some kind of English just to assist me, right?
Right.
So, but here's the thing, though. I just got... All right, so wifey got a pedicure yesterday.
Okay.
I attended as well. I got a pedicure as well.
Okay.
Stepped in there, and all they were speaking was...
What?
Another language. I'm not gonna do that.
Why you ducked that question?
Oh, I'm media trained like a mug.
What were they speaking, Chuck?
They were not speaking English.
What were they speaking?
They were not speaking English.
But what were they speaking?
They were not speaking
what
English.
What language are they speaking?
I want you
to generalize.
I don't know. They weren't speaking English.
I want you to generalize. But were they speaking Chinese?
I don't know.
Were they speaking Mandarin?
I don't know.
Tagalog?
I don't know.
Korean?
I was in Carson, so it probably was Tagalog. Who knows? Who knows? I want you to
generalize.
I'm not going to do that because I don't know. It was something that I couldn't understand.
Get you the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's something I couldn't understand. But the employees were talking to one another while they were assisting us.
Yeah.
And I automatically thought of old boy. I'm like, damn, do people go into each estate? Now, I'm walking into it knowing what it is, but I'm not tripping because I just know what it is in that situation.
Yeah.
But I know that if I walk somewhere else, going to a different establishment, I might have an, it's like, yo, okay, if you're helping me out, can you obviously speak English?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like depending on where you go, your sensitivity is heightened or lowered based off of where you're at.
And what you've been exposed to.
And what you've been exposed to.
Because, I mean, if you was raised around people that spoke different languages, it's nothing new to you.
Right. So, like I said, Spanish, I'm cool with that. Because
yeah. Even
like,
some, even what's Samoans? Is it...
It's
I forgot the native language of Samoans, but...
damn,
I don't want to say it's Samoan because I know better, but
generalize it.
Yeah, no, but because in Carson, it's a lot of Polynesian.
Absolutely.
So shout out to my Poly people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? West Coast.
Just don't get Samoans and Tagalog. Not Tagalog. Wow. Tongans.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know better. Yeah, I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I've been at Carson Park. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Watch it, bro.
So anyway, if you were raised around that, different cultures, speaking different music, even, I mean, not music, different languages, I think you just get desensitized to it, just like crime right. or anything else that you get desensitized to. But then also, musically, mm-hmm. when you hear the music being influenced by Cardi B, when she you know, she's like Afro-Latina, whatever yeah. you want to call it, she has the Latin vibe on that song, I Like It.
Right.
And then even Beyonce, Hop It On Mi Gente.
Yeah.
I think it's just Latin culture is prevalent.
Of course.
And I think the more we embrace it, the better.
No, because that's true.
just the same way that people would embrace or the Caribbean vibe, like right. when that was a thing.
Right, right.
Everybody was doing Caribbean shit.
Right.
Drake did Controller, you know, Rihanna with Work. Everybody's doing the Caribbean. So now I think Latin mm-hmm. is such a big thing. And then bringing it full circle for this dude to go hard like that on right. on Latin community is like.
Well, he's tripping because, for one, this is America. Like, we're a melting pot. No matter how you feel, whether
everybody's fucking foreigners.
Yeah, and you walk into an establishment, it's whatever. Like, yes. English is the main language, but everybody is, you know, they have their own thing. So you should understand that this is what this country was built off of.
Right.
Like, so you get used to it, bro. Like, right. That's just what it is.
And I think also to build on what you just said, no, like I was reading something, I think after I posted on my Instagram, it was like, bro, nobody's from America. Mm-hmm. Native Americans are from here.
Right.
Because they're native to America.
Exactly.
And we named it America.
Right.
We don't know
right.
what the fuck it was called right. before we got before here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, white people just came. It's like, you know what? This our shit.
We're gonna just here plant.
You know what I'm saying?
Plant that flag right here.
This our shit. This what we doing.
That's crazy, man.
This Crip. It's like, bro, like, what are you? White people just, you know what I'm saying?
They just came like, to just hit a flag. This Crip.
Yeah. We deem this our wow. shit. You know what I'm saying? The Crips is here. The Pyrus is here. This all our shit.
It's
though.
Whatever.
It's whatever.
Dog, man. I don't know. I go back and forth with that, but at the same time, again, this is America. This is the, you know, the land of where people come from different countries and set up their own shop and make things happen. So,
and shout out to I want to shout out the Korean community and as well as the Korean community I don't want to fuck that
yeah,
up.
Don't mess that one up.
No, I don't want to fuck the other community up. But they actually come out here and support each other. Like, Koreatown, right. K-Town. Mm-hmm. We call it K-Town in L.A. But like, there's communities. Oh, Armenia, Little Armenia,
and, Ethiopia.
Different communities. They get out here and they really rally around each other. Yeah. And I think that black people should start doing that. Mexicans started doing it.
But see, with black people, the thing is, we don't have anywhere native. Like, we don't have a native country. Mm. Like, we have Africa, right? We got the continent.
Well, yeah, but
that's where that disconnect is.
Yeah.
So Ethiopians, Nigerians, people of African descent, they go hard in their communities for sure.
Yeah.
But people that don't identify with a specific country, there we kind of like, I'm gonna tell you what our we're native to just hip hop. That's our culture.
Yeah. That's probably why people are so like passionate about
exactly
because and that's one of the only things that we have.
That's why everybody's kind of up in arms with old girl jumping on stage.
Oh, with Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick. He said, "Low key, dot. You set her up, bro."
I don't think he set her up.
He set her up.
Maybe
you set her up, homie. You know, like, come on. You know, like, this song has the N word. And now, granted, she should have known.
Right.
But I'm not saying that he intentionally set her up. That's not my words. Right. I mean, you knew what the potential of what was going to happen, right?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, like, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because you got to think about it. How many times has he performed and anybody else performed?
He knows what's going
on. And you see, oh, damn. Damn, that whole front row right there just said the N-word. Are you going to stop your show?
I heard him talking about this shit on, I think it was on The Breakfast Club, yeah. where they was like, you know, he's done thousands of shows, you would assume.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we ever see him stop the show.
Yeah, you're right.
It comes to that. And so
I like that statement, though, too.
Him stopping the show?
Yeah, I like that. I commend him on that for sure.
I don't think it would have been news had he not stopped the show. It would have been, they would have shamed him for it.
It would have been new, but I don't think anybody. It would have been swept under the rug.
It would have been just like,
it would have been a one day story.
Yeah.
But the fact that he stopped and was like, yo, and
you fucked up.
You messed up.
You know you messed up. But
right?
See, the thing is, when he called her out on it, she knew immediately.
She knew, you don't know me, bro. Like, bro, when she said that, that's how you knew. She knew she messed up.
Yeah, she knew she fucked up. But then
I'm not cool enough, bro. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, you messed up at that point.
Well, the thing is, when you try to overcompensate.
All she missed was, dude, I have friends that are black. Like, that's all she missed.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
I came with some black people. Oh, that would have been.
Hey, whatever
Tanika
your name.
Tanika said it was cool on the way.
Tanika.
Tyrone, come here.
Tanika said it was cool. Nah, I'm so glad that she didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because if she would have did that, that would have made it worse. Like, whenever you try to justify the bullshit you just said, it'd be like, well, you know, I have three black friends.
Right.
Like,
oh, that's exactly what it's
you
like.
You fucked up. But honestly, the N-word is a good topic relative to hip hop. I want to talk about this because we just, me and Boulay Kev just had Skinny from the Nine in. The clip isn't out yet. I'm probably going to put it
Who's
out.
That?
Skinny from the Nine, he's a rapper.
Okay, from where?
He's from all over. He's from New Jersey.
Okay, so that, okay.
But he was in Florida, in New Jersey. It's a long story. He got a crazy story. Okay. Amazing
Is
story.
Is he white?
He's white.
Okay.
Well, he's Mexican.
So he's the N-word, basically.
He's Latin, yeah. But he uses it like it's nothing.
Like Tekashi.
Like Tekashi.
Yeah.
And so him being of Latin descent, I had to ask him.
Right.
We had him in during the interview, and he just was letting it fly. So then I stopped and was like, yo, I got to ask you this. What's your thoughts on the N-word? Like, you feel like, and he was like, the N-word is just the N-word. Like, anybody can use it. And I was like, no. I just decided to call him out. I said, no, I don't feel like that. Now, I'm not one of them people who feel like the N-word is like, oh my God, either. Like, right. I'm gonna be honest. I'm completely desensitized to the N-word.
Right.
No different than seeing somebody get fired on.
Right.
No different than gunshots.
Right, right.
Like, I heard gunshots the other night, and I was in there warming my food up.
It's like, hey, whatever.
It's like, but it's just the where
background noise.
It's where we come from.
Right.
I'm so desensitized to shit. Now, I'm not saying that that's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that that's reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was talking to him and I asked him about it, he was like, anybody can say it. He was like, yeah, it's just normal. Like, where you come from and where I come from. And I'm like, look, be very careful on how you address this issue. And I had to stop him while we were on camera.
Yeah.
Be very mindful of what you about to say, because it can get tricky.
It can get very tricky.
Especially you not being black.
Right.
Where I know how people from our community feel about that shit. Me personally, I'm on record as saying I don't really care. It don't bother me. As long as it's not, you can say the word bro and it'd be offensive.
Gotcha. It's intent.
It's intention.
Right.
Like, if you say woman or female, you could be like, oh yeah, beautiful woman.
Right.
Or it could be like woman.
Right.
It's all intent.
All right, so you get on air tonight, right, with Boulay Kev.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, my nigga, here, what we got?
No.
Okay, so you saying no.
The reason
what?
Why, no, because that's not natural to him.
Exactly. But
like Dre Sinatra,
right.
He says it.
Right.
But to me, Dre is not. He's not saying it where he's like trying to be funny. He's not saying it. Literally is part of his language.
Gotcha.
Because of who he was around or how he grew up or whatever. Skinny from the Nine, I looked at him as the same way. I don't think he literally grew up with all black people and it was normal to him. So I don't think it's okay to hold that against people.
Right.
Because if something is not, just like men, domestic violence or cheating, if that's something you grew up around and it's normal to you, cheating will be nothing to you.
But see, here's one of my theories too. I get that. You're right. The environment dictates how you're going to talk. It's just the language. I get it. But I feel like where at least where I cut the line, or at least where I speak up more is, and I had to check one of my coworkers like years back. It's not that it's right or wrong, but this is my own personal feeling. I feel like if you're not of minority descent, you're not a minority, just leave it alone.
Okay. And that's kind of the viewpoint that Skinny was going with too. He was saying, he was like, and I told him to be very careful, because he was basically saying, if you're privileged and you didn't come up broke like I did, then you can't say it.
Right.
It's like, bro, poverty doesn't give you the right to say certain words.
Right.
Now, what I will say, like you said, it's an environmental thing. It's more like if everybody around you is saying, bro, you probably are going to start saying, bro.
Right.
It's no different.
What's now, funny that you're saying,
if you know better, like if everybody around you saying, you know, fuck nigga or fat bitch.
Right.
You know better. So there is some personable accountability.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not justifying other people saying the N-word. What I'm saying is, if it comes off as harmless to me or a normal thing where I know or I can tell it was part of your linguistics on your upbringing.
But see that right there, it takes too much.
Too much. I know. It depends on the person. It's a person by person.
Like, yeah, somebody walk by you. No, the person that walks by and skinny from the nines in here and says it, I or you may not be offended by it,
but they might be.
They might be and offended
that's what,
by it.
But that's the world. That's the chance you take with what you say.
Gotcha. So you're just saying, hey, be ready for that energy.
Be ready for that
energy. Now, does he understand that?
That's what I tried to explain to him. Because I even was having, I was in a group chat. I was in a group chat arguing with Schultz and Charlamagne about the whole, that shit, right?
Does Schultz use the N-word?
No.
Okay.
Schultz doesn't use it. Bootleg Kev doesn't use it.
Right.
And I'm okay with that.
Right.
Because if they were to use it, it probably would make me feel weird to get adjusted to it, being the fact that that wasn't part of our initial interaction.
Got you. But if you seen it for the first time, Kev walked in, my nigga, what's up?
Like Fat Joe uses it.
Right. But Fat Joe's
up. To me, it doesn't sound disingenuous from Fat Joe. It sounds like it's really, oh, he like,
we hey. Said we gotta find a different example because Fat Joe's not white.
I agree with you, but I don't know how I feel. I don't know.
Right, because you don't have anybody that you've dealt with.
I don't have anybody personally that I know that's white, like literally white, that says it. But then again, I can't be discriminatory.
Right.
That's discrimination.
Right, no, you're right.
So that's no different than a cop pulling you over because you Asian or black.
Yeah.
That's discrimination. If you're going to say that anybody of this race can't do something because they're that race, that's discrimination. Mm. So you got to have that same energy on both ways.
Right. And then where does it break down when somebody's mixed and you 3/4 black or you half black?
That's what I'm saying. So either we get, it's like the guns.
Because
either
we get rid of it. Technically, everybody got black in them.
Technically,
technically, everybody got black in them.
So I feel like this. Either open the floodgates or close them. It's black and white. Now, other than that, you'll be doing a case-by-case basis. And so it's what tricky, I was saying, man, in the group chat we was arguing about was Charlamagne said to me, like I told you beforehand, you cannot tell people how to react. And I agree with that.
Right.
So if Skinny from the Nine wants to say it, and Dre and Fat Joe, that's okay. But you got to be ready for whatever reaction comes with that. That's fair enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, you better just if you out there and you choose to use the N-word, just understand, if you're not black, chances are you're going to get met with some resistance. And if you do, hey, just be ready for it and keep it pushing.
West Coast.
That's what it is.
Also, the other part about that is, I don't want to say necessarily the N-word, because it was like they were talking about how Skinny from the Nine was also talking about how he's not saying he was basically talking about how.
I'm sorry. I got one more question.
Go ahead.
What about somebody that's black that uses it with ill intent?
Like what?
Just like, I can't give it. I'm going to just throw her name out there because the first person, I'm not saying that she's ever said this, just throwing it out there because I know it's going to get a reaction. Let's say Azealia Banks, right?
You're right.
She comes out, oh, you niggers, like, nigga, however she wants to say it.
Yeah.
But she's black, so does she get the pass?
I think any, it's with intent.
Like, so it doesn't matter what your race is.
It don't matter what your race is.
Gotcha.
It's the intent. It's the energy behind it.
Yeah, because there's some black people, I was like, ooh, it rubs me the wrong way. Depending, like you said, I think that's off of their intent on how they say it.
You know what that is? That's intuitive. That's human nature. That's your intuition talking to you. Like, whenever you feel a certain kind of vibe or a certain kind of way about something, that's not coming from nowhere.
Right.
That's literally whatever the energy that person is putting out. So if you get a vibe from somebody and you like, oh, that didn't sound right. That didn't sound natural. That don't feel right. That don't feel natural. There's a reason behind that. You got to pay attention to that shit. And so the N-word, somebody saying, somebody calling us like those boys.
It just depends on who says it.
Now if Bootleg Kevin here be like, oh, the boys. Right? Or, oh, look at those boys. He'd be in the glass right there. Oh, the boys are in there.
Right.
Or an 83-year-old white man.
look at them boys.
Look at them boys in there. Look at them boys in there.
You're
going to take it different.
Right.
Because you feel whatever you feel, and you're also being biased.
Right,
because
based off of who it is and their react. Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
so I'm like this, and I agree with what Charlotte was saying. You could do and say whatever you want to do and say. Free country in theory. Be ready for whatever reaction come with it.
It's fair enough. I'll give you that. And I love when people chime in on this topic because it kind of gives you the perspective of what other people think and how they justify their way of thinking as well. So good, bad, or whatever. So I always welcome that conversation. Now, something that took over like this last week, everybody was I'm going to tell you how I was introduced to it. Mm-hmm. I wake up 3 a.m, got to go to work, and... I had to take over your shit. So
yes,
yeah,
bitch, so ass me.
You know what I'm saying? He's fully acclimated to his schedule now. You can tell. So my thing, I wake up and I just see, you know, somebody's on the phone. Tasha's in the bed. She's on the phone. I'm like, the hell, she doing? She's got the royal wedding on.
Are you serious?
I've never heard Tosh, my wife, talk about
anything
about
she getting old.
Royalty, princes, princesses.
You know what it
Diane,
is?
Diane, none of that.
You know what it is? It's because I call it Rachel Zane because I watched that show Suits.
Who? What?
The woman, Rachel, I mean, what's her name? The princess.
Megan. So, yeah, now I know. Yeah.
Okay, Megan.
Megan's reign.
Megan was one of my favorite characters on a TV show called Suits.
Okay,
that I watched on the USA Network. Mm-hmm. She was her name on that TV show was Rachel Zane. That's how I know her. It's like fucking any big star, you know him for whatever their role was, mm-hmm. right? So I'm watching this and I'm looking at it and I'm like,
so you're up watching it?
No. I'm looking at the thing on my feed.
Okay,
and I see the picture of her. I'm like, and she kind of cute though.
Yeah.
And Silas told me, he's like, you know that's old girl from Suits? I'm like, ah, bruh.
Wait, time out. This is really her? Like her character? Or is her like a character?
No.
That's really her.
She's an actress.
Oh, I had no idea.
She's a fucking actress.
I had no
idea. So going to what you said about your wife, the reason why I think that this got so much pub is because it's literally the Disney princess shit. It's literally like, it can happen to you.
Really?
She was an actress, and she has other shit. She's a philanthropist and activist.
I remember mom was a social worker and stuff like that.
But she's really half black.
No, I know that. I know little stuff about it, but I guess I was just thrown off because I've never heard.
She's an actress, and she don't
have. My wife don't watch Suits.
She don't have nothing to do with royalty. Okay.
Wow.
So I think my personal thought process on it, going to what your wife and all these other hype beasts on the internet was talking about, it's literally it could happen to you syndrome.
Right. So everybody was tapped in based off of that.
Everybody's tapped in. Not only just because she's half black, mm-hmm. but then also she doesn't have anything to do with royalty. Like she literally comes from,
but you know
her
what?
Dad,
I mean,
her dad is like out of her life or some shit. He don't fuck with her.
I just remember, like, I know how big of a deal. I think that probably taps into it too. But I know a lot of it has to do with just that whole fantasy is not the word, but that whole just the attention for the royal family and things. Like I remember when Princess Diana died, mm-hmm. right? And how big of a deal that was, mm-hmm. obviously because she died. But I remember like how they followed her family after that. I didn't know nothing about her until after she had passed. And then just them highlighting her story or whatever. There's a fascination. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a fascination with the royal family and how, you know, the Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles and all that. And I guess I was just thrown off that Tosh was tapped into.
Yeah.
There was nothing leading up to it. Like, oh, you know, the royal wedding's next week. Like, none of that. It was just like, hey, oh, shit, yeah, I'm watching it.
It's all hype beast.
Crazy.
I personally, and I posted how I felt, so everybody who followed me know what it is, at DJHED. But I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. That shit doesn't apply to me. I just don't care. The chick that I found was the best chick on Suits is getting married off to a prince.
That's crazy. That's how
I looked at it.
In your head.
That, in my mind, I'm like, well.
Rachel from Suits.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Got married.
I
really didn't know she was an actress.
Yeah, she's an actress. She got other titles, but
there's a lot of people that feel a certain way because, you know, she married up. They're like, oh.
And so did Mariah Carey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the people feel a way about her marrying into the family.
Oh, the royal family.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she wasn't doing nothing before, or yeah, she was doing this, but
that's
know.
Just girls being envious and jealous. Listen, if that prince, he could walk through this building and have his pick.
That's true.
Just married, not married.
Here's
it's whatever.
I'm confused. Well, do you know anything about that whole breakdown
of what?
Like the whole royal family and all that. I know Queen Elizabeth. She's the head honcho.
She's the motherfucker.
Right.
Right.
So if Queen Elizabeth were to pass, right? Because they don't have any. They don't have a king.
Right.
If Queen Elizabeth were to pass, is Prince Charles going to be King Charles?
I don't know how to figure out the breakdown.
I
play chess. I just know some pawns, a queen, a rook.
So no, here's what's confusing, because I was thinking like, okay, so Harry, who married Meghan,
mm-hmm.
she's now a princess.
In theory, yeah.
Or is she? Because I've heard the word duchess. I don't know the term.
I don't know what the fuck the difference is.
Because there was another the older brother married as well. He got married like a couple years back. Because there was a big spectacle about them as well, about their wedding and all that. So she's married. So there's another princess out there. Obviously, the attention was a little different, but because she wasn't half black, but there was attention on there nonetheless. I guess my point is, who's gonna be set up to be queen if Queen Elizabeth die?
I don't know. Don't know, Dutchie. Don't apply to me.
You just say you don't give a fuck.
I don't care, because you just
that shit is intriguing.
You mentioned the word death.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna be like, oh, head don't give a fuck.
But I mean, she's up there.
But yeah, she definitely hit a lick. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it like that. She definitely.
You just said that.
Yeah, but I don't mean that in that way, because I know people like.
So what's her character like on Suits?
She was
like a gold digger or someone.
There. Nah, she wouldn't. No, oh, okay. That'd be crazy.
But I said, they would
use that against her.
Right, right.
But no, she was a real good girl. She was a real wholesome girl on the TV show. She married old boy that was the main character. His name was Michael Ross. But anyway,
yes,
that was just my thoughts on that. I didn't give a fuck about the royal wedding. I just don't care about anything. The fashion, what she was wearing, the food that they were serving. Don't care. Whatever the song was that they got married to, that was a part of the wedding, is like on the top of the charts right now. Word. Or some shit.
Well, yeah, obviously because of the attention. One thing that did, just by seeing the clips, I don't know why I'm fascinated. Or I like seeing how other cultures react to like black culture when it comes to church. So they had a black pastor that was preaching as well. And I think they were singing, I forgot what song they were singing. I was going to say fucking Negro spiritual, but it wasn't a Negro spiritual.
Are you talking shit about the Baptist church?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I just love to see the reaction of the people
because you can tell they were just like, what the fuck is going on right now? What the fuck is going on right now? Why is he yelling?
Oh, the pastor?
Yeah, because they're not used to that.
Yeah, I went to a Catholic church one time.
So it's like, if you know anything about a Catholic church and a Baptist church or anything of the AME, it's completely different.
Yeah, I went to one time to get in on the Catholicism a little bit, and it was so quiet and turned down.
It's almost scary.
Now I'm going to tell you some fucked up shit. I'll go to church in a black church. And right. It's people hollering, dancing, screaming, tambourines,
all that,
drums, all that. I go to sleep in there. Can you imagine me sitting in a Catholic church and it's you can hear a church? That's where the church mouse should come from. Right. You can hear everything. It's so cool. All right, I want everyone to take out their hymn book. Take out your hymn book and hymn book. I said, and I didn't know what the fuck a hymn book was.
For real?
Why would I know?
You know what I know? Because I'm all right. So a little fun fact about me. I'm Lutheran. I was baptized Lutheran. Lutheran broke off from Catholicism. So they weren't with the fuck shit with Catholicism. They broke off and said, look, we ain't doing all that. We're not praying to Mary. We're not doing that idolizing Mary, however they want to look at it. And Martin Luther came, went off and did his own thing. So a lot of the same traditions that the Lutherans have, they were based off of Catholicism. So I knew what a hymn book was growing up. And a lot of people didn't. I didn't realize that people didn't know that.
Bro, I'm sitting there. That's funny. Was like, take out the hymn book. I was like, I don't got
you
one.
You mean the other Bible?
Yeah, I'm like, and
why does the Bible got lyrics?
Hold on. Let me tell you some real shit, though. I'm literally sitting in church. This is a long time ago. This is like easily 10 years ago. I'm sitting in there, and why the fuck would I know that? Like, right. My mom never took me to Catholic church. So we sitting in there, and I'm just like, why is a hella Bibles all over the place?
Hey, automatically you looking at Bible got lyrics?
It's a hella Bibles in here with lyrics in it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Genius.
Show you stupid.
Print up their own Bibles.
You a fool. I feel like this story never goes away I hope this is the last time we talk about this dude. R. Kelly. Sued for sexual assault again and infecting a victim with herpes.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, nobody's been able to prove that he has anything.
You know what's crazy, too?
And he got all these women allegedly with him. Like,
we were talking about that last time. He's still...
Nah, I ain't going to say that.
Leave it alone.
I ain't going to say
that. I'm going to tell you what's interesting. Let me throw you a lifeline. Hold on. Let me save you real quick. Here's the interesting part about this as well. All this is going on. Everybody's talking about pulling his songs off of certain platforms and playlists. He's managed to have his numbers raised after all this.
Yeah.
Now, do you think bringing attention to it is forcing people to listen to the music more?
It's just more awareness.
But we're talking about it. That doesn't drive me to say, man, y'all go here. Step in the name of love.
Hey, but you also see other shit happening on the internet that it don't cause a reaction like that, but it does in other people.
Yeah, it's just different people.
It's different people. Like
some. I just wonder who sees a story saying, "Oh man, R. Kelly sued for sexual assault and infecting victims with herpes." Go listen to TP2. I don't see that. I don't understand. Let me go play "Step in the Name of Love." After, you know, hearing
side to side,
keeping some chick in the basement.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily want to go listen to R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. I don't have a desire. I didn't have a desire before all this shit to listen to R. Kelly though.
Right.
Like after a certain era, I was done with him anyway.
That's crazy,
dude. That's just me personally.
Just because you just wasn't messing with the music, or because based off the stuff that was surrounding.
To me, I look at R. Kelly more like musically. Everything else aside, musically, I look at him like, yes, he was a pioneer and a genius of his whatever it was at the time.
Right.
Same thing goes for a Snoop Dogg or Kanye or Dr. Dre. Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear the new Dr. Dre album?
I'm indifferent. Me, actually, no, I'm lying. I do. I'm ready. I want to hear Dr. Dre.
I'm not excited about it.
Okay. Well, I just think that I'm excited to hear a Dre album or hear some production around him or whatever the case may be.
I don't give a fuck, me personally. Way. So,
Are you excited about Meek Mill and Drake possibly getting together and been on a song?
Don't care.
Don't care?
I think it'd be dope for hip hop. Aaron Drake, don't give a fuck.
Damn.
I think it'd be dope for hip hop. I'm just saying,
as a
fan, I don't care who Meek does music with. I fuck with Meek.
Right.
I don't care who Drake does music with. I fuck with Drake. Got so you. Them doing a song together is cool. I'm good with it either way.
I guess hearing the headlines and seeing it, I think I'm more interested because of the song they choose to do it with. I think it's
a dope moment.
The What's Beef, the Biggie, they're going to redo that.
I think it'll be a dope moment for hip hop. I don't personally give
you
a fuck.
You don't care, right.
Because I fuck with Meek and I fuck with Drake equally or both. Like, as a fan. So it don't matter who they collab with, to be honest.
At this point,
I'll be more shocked to see right now, as a fan, I'll be more geeked to hear a Jay-Z and Kanye collab.
Because everything's been going on. Because
I know, like, Drake and Meek, that's some rap shit.
Right.
Which could have been some other shit. Mm-hmm. Jay and Ye, that's some crazy. Other shit. So I would really want to hear Jay-Z and Kanye.
Yeah, would you want there to be any political aspect to it? Like the climate of what's going on or just them spazzing on the record?
I would just want to see them collab. Like, I don't care what it is.
You don't care
is.
What the content of what was going
on. Nah. I'm just a fan of who I'm a fan of and whatever the story that goes along with it.
Got you.
So that's just me personally. Like, I would like to see even Kendrick and Cole.
Mm. I'll be more of that. I don't, that's not going to happen.
I'll be more of a fan of that because it's like an anticipation thing. And I'm really a big fan. Like Drake and Meek, I'm a fan of, but I'm not a super fan of.
Got you. All right. Well, look, we'll see what happens. We'll keep people posted. We're going to wrap things up in a second, man. It's Homegrown Radio. Make sure you subscribe. Appreciate everybody that's been on YouTube, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio app. Keep on tapping in, whether you learn something from us or not. We appreciate the love either way.
West Coast.
Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, we about.